Greetings from Earth, and welcome to the Creative Cosmos. I'm your host, Christopher Moores. Broadcasting live from beautiful Minneapolis, Minnesota.
To be here. I've been waiting for the last 15 minutes, just dying to speak. I felt a powerful spirit presence come over me about 20 minutes ago, and you can tell when something like this happens. I could feel it right in the center of my chest, right in my heart chakra area, and I start shivering, almost like the room is super cold. But then I walk around, I check the temperature, yeah, it's still like 72 degrees, and look, no windows are open, but it's the shivering of my energy, it's the shivering of the energy system, and in your breathing, too, your breathing kind of changes harmony, changes pace. And the spirit is there, and it's just, it's not that you lose consciousness of yourself at all, it just really helps facilitate the smooth transition of information, and I have a feeling that there's a lot of information that I'm going to have to transfer tonight, because I can barely hold it back. And I want you to know, too, that I'm not content just coming here every week and doing the same level or the same kind of thing. Every single week I'm trying to go farther. I'm thinking of new ways to reveal deeper truths. I'm trying to open as many doors. I'm trying to blast things wide open and reveal every possible thing that I can with the abilities that I have so that it's just out there for people to do with what they please. They might resonate with this and they might resonate with that. And the point is to awaken new areas, new possibilities, new ways you can think about yourself. And then once you think about yourself that way, you will notice things you have not noticed before. So before things get going too crazy here, I'd like to wrap up the 2005 Creative Cosmos radio show here as the end of the year, last show of the year, 2005. And I just have to say, for me, I know it's been a crazy year in the world. For me personally, it's been one of the best years in my life. It's been great with my partnership with Amy as we've built the Creative Cosmos and got the message out to more and more people. It's been just amazing to get to know Don and the BBS radio folks. It's just added a whole nother, that and all my other friends around the world, and some of the guests you've heard on the show, Dieter, Indian in the Machine, who did so good, Don had to give him his own show, and Gaia from the Netherlands, who was so hot that the tape burned up, and we don't even have the file, and so we're going to have her on again, and try to make sure we get to cultivate a circumstance where we can capture a few of her wise words. And, of course, we had Ronnie with the Soul Vibrations. He's updated his site recently. He's got a new look. Hello to my friends over there. And Henrik, who we just had on for our Red Ice Christmas show. What a guy. He and I are just like totally good friends, and it's just because we feel it. We've never even seen each other face to face, but it shows you how, even across an ocean, if you can just tune into somebody and feel their frequency and you're in harmony, it's like there's no distance at all. So I'd like to thank my family and my friends and the worldwide web of awakened souls that I've come to know that have created a whole new backdrop and support system to my life, and I hope I can contribute to continue to contribute to sharing with all you the gifts I have, and we can continue to bring awareness to the planet in this amazing transition we're going through. The creativecosmos.org site has had a great year as well. This time of last year, I didn't hardly know anybody out there on the internet. I thought I was the only one doing the kind of work I was doing. I sometimes got a little just wondering if I could keep it up into the resistance of a chaotic world, and if I kept at it, and people reached out to me and I reached out to people, and we've built a great base, a great concept, and we've recently put out the first book through the Creative Cosmos, the Pearly Gates Press 1. And we've, Amy and I have built up the store, and we've started to get some sales with some people, and it's all fun stuff, all stuff with our kind of graphics and some humor and some important truth messages, and it's all meant to share the message with you and to help provide ways you can share the message with each other. So it's just been an awesome community, and I thank you all. I'm bowing to you right now who've shared with me what you've shared with me this year. And we look forward to an awesome 2006. I think we're all going to take it even farther. This is just the beginning, folks. I know it seems amazing because it's so new and so vibrant and so powerful, but this is just the beginning. We're going to take it farther and farther and farther until everybody who can and wants to hear the words of transformation and find information and connect and tune into spirit, awaken their soul, connect to the universe. It's happening. 2006, we also already have some very interesting guests booked for the show. We got psychic Michael Gauger from New York, who is getting his own show, so we hope to give him a good send-off, get the ball rolling on a good note. Shared a few emails with him. And also, a really interesting email I got recently was from the people at the Academy of Intuitive Medicine. This is an interview I'm looking forward to with Francesca McCartney, the founder. And I haven't spoken with her yet, but their site looks very impressive and very good material. And also, I've heard recently from an artist in New York, Jerry Wenstrom, who is going to be on the show sometime towards the end of January, early February. So we have great things that have happened, great things ahead, information. We'll keep bringing it to you here on bbsradio.com. And listen to the other shows, too. I hear it in other people's voice. I've been listening to Nevin Campanella's shows lately, and he's got a lot of fire and a lot of spirit and important things to say. And I tune in to all... I try to kind of focus on a few at a time so I can really get more deeply into it. Of course, I've listened to Don and Wynn shows many times, and they just listening to their show and their guests and the amazing thing. You never know what's going to happen there. The spirit's going to jump right out of the speakers at you. And I've felt myself go into very high spiritual states just hearing what they're sharing. And new hosts and everything, just check it out. It's just awesome. And if you'd like to call tonight, as we really get rolling on the topic, continuity to the afterlife. And yes, it is as interesting as it sounds. So if you have anything to share or add, call me toll free. 1-888-268-4313. 1-888-268-4313. Or if you are international listeners, and I've been just pleased to interact with many people from all over the place. Australia, seems like there's a lot of awakening going on in Australia. I've talked to some people from the UK and from, all over the place, countries all over Europe. And so the international number, 281 419-7697. 281-419-7697. And I'd also like to direct your attention to the Harmony Live chat. Amy's in there. And oftentimes my sister Stacy will drop on through and they chat with people about the topics and share your thoughts. And it's called the Harmony Live chat. I've got a link to it on my site, creativecosmos.org. And it's right next to the BBS radio icon, a little way down the page. And also they have it up on the blog and service .com site, or look at the bbsradio.com site, and Don's in the last few weeks moved it right up there by the media players. It's called the Harmony Live Chat. So drop through there, and also after the show, I go through there and see who's still hanging around, and I like to interact with people for a while, so check it out. So here we go. Continuity to the afterlife. The incarnation experience. That's where it all begins. So I'd like you to imagine yourself in outer space, just anywhere in space, floating around. Maybe you're way at a distant star system, and you're with like some friends, and you're cruising around, and you could see this planet over here. Well, if you go there, you have this kind of experience with this kind of parameters. Oh, now it's passing that. Fly around. Oh, how about this one over here? No, that's not quite right. That, that's kind of boring. Let's go to the exciting place. Let's go where we've heard all these stories from. Let's go to Earth. I hear that if you go to Earth, you can experience things that will make you enlightened. And all the people that come out of Earth in awakened state, they always report that it's worth the experience. But they never have much to say. They say, you just have to find out for yourself. So people keep flying over to Earth. Okay, now we're standing there. Okay, we've arrived at Earth, and now we're at the gateway of incarnation. Right now we're vibrating at a higher rate, pretty fast rate, because we're still light energy body. And we're standing at the portal of incarnation. Kind of thinking, huh? We want to do this, but before we do it, it's very clearly explained that when we go into that density, we will not be able to remember that we've come here, that we forget, because the density and the compacting process, we lose just attachment to our vibratory higher self. At least at first we do. And this is the point. We're going to reconnect to that. We need to reconnect to that. But going into the incarnation process and emerging as a baby body in a consciousness within a body in a 3D space, who's then immediately dependent upon the outside influence for survival, we get totally drawn there. And we don't consciously in that body remember the connection, because there's no demonstration of it. I'm seeing it even more clearly as I'm explaining it to you now, that the soul, as you grow up, that higher self then has to emerge and come back through. And that's what we're going to do, is try to take that soul self and make it so, as Picard would say on Star Trek. And yes, I do watch Star Trek, and Picard is totally cool. He's an influence in my thinking. Alrighty. So we have to see that part of it, that Earth is is a place we're visiting. And we come from space. And in other shows, I've gone over before how different cultures at different times was aware of that. And other hosts on the BBS and other books all over the place, that we come from space. Okay, so we take that, we incarnate. And like I said, we grow up and get older, and we're drawn into the outside. And then we start to relate to the life in the body, because we are always looking out. And so we keep thinking that we are the body that had these few experiences from the time we were born to whichever age we are. And then we are influenced by the input that is we've seen and accrued in that time. And until we get past it, it governs our thinking. And there's really nothing wrong with that. We just have to see that it's a stage. It is not the end. And see, we get these people pumping this cold energy into your thoughts. When you hear people repeating the same old crap, that's what they're doing. They're taking your thoughts and they're going, think this, think this, think this, think this, think. So either if you're listening, you have to be aware of what it is and what's going on and let it go by. But you, to do that, you'll have to get to where you can do that with your own thoughts and let them go by and not think that they are you. We need to deprogram the mind and deconstruct our concept of self. You see, if we think we are that little bit of time and space in that body, in that time, in that context, we are so small, and we remain helpless like the child. And this is why ghosts occur. Ghosts have attachment to that self-concept, so they can't let go of their life on Earth. Who they think they are exists only in three-dimensional Earth where they were, because they're defining themselves by family, friends, work, and the various things that were just in that life. So this is key to our topic. We have to let go of this. And we can enjoy all those things. And those things are all wonderful. They're fine. They're great. But we can do anything. We can slide freely through all kinds of scenarios. It's as if you moved from one city and you got to know a bunch of people. Then you moved to another and started completely over and got to know a bunch of people. And then you got to go to another city and you start over and you get to know a bunch of people. If you hold on to just those few people and few circumstances, you miss the boat of the greater possibilities. The family and the friends are to point us towards even more universal brotherhood and sisterhood and understanding. And to see that quality in those all around us, even if it isn't on evident display. And also, if someone has passed, and we hold them as that self-identity that we had come to know them as, it also has a binding effect. So you, if you have those that you love that have changed to form, give them the freedom to move on. You'll still be connected by love. Allow them to change. And for that matter, allow those in your life today to change. Whether here or there or anywhere, we're all connected in love. Here's a song that I wrote on this very thing about the love that transcends time and space and bridges this realm with the next. It's called Miracle of Love on the Astral Plane. La 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 la. Who knows if there's a little gap there or not, but Don and I were having such a good time talking that, well, you know. All right, toll free, 1-888-268-4313 if you want to give me a call. And for international, 281-419-7697. And again, visit the chat room right now or after the show. Now we're going to move on to some more important information. If you want to maintain continuity to the afterlife, and you do, don't you? Isn't that where much of our fear comes from? That we're going to disappear? Isn't that what all the hubbub about security is, that one day someone's going to go, boop, and you are no more? So here we go. Whatever happens to you, you can learn this consciousness for yourself, you will have no more worries. And whatever's going on in the world, your life will be free and clear. And, you know, you'll have ups and downs. We're all human. But you will never forget. And you always have that buffer. Because the whole universe could just go, whoop, and disappear. And you could just be a blank consciousness in an empty space, but you'll still be there. Alright, so here's what we do. There is something called the Life Review, and I'm sure many of you are familiar with this, and we usually think about it as something that occurs after death. When we go over, it's shown to us everything that has happened in our lives. Okay, I'm going to get really comfortable for this, because I've never heard anyone say this before, quite this way. Okay, so we've heard that concept, though. That's definitely a concept that's out there, that we die and it's either described as we're shown everything that's happened in life, or it's suddenly thrust to the surface somehow. But what it is that we are brought into our higher self, or into our soul self, and we see what has occurred from that perspective. That's key. We're seeing it from the soul perspective, and we're seeing all the ways we hurt other people, and all the things we left undone, because it all leaves a trace. It all leaves an imprint. Everything not in accordance with the Tao remains imprinted until you go through consciously with your soul perspective and clean it. And we've talked about many ways to do that before, and we'll continue to talk about this. And see, this is when someone has a near-death experience, and they come back and they're miraculously transformed. They might have been a real jerk before, but now suddenly they're like happy and sharing. But it's because they've also touched the soul perspective. In a sense, they've had a satori. And what we are doing in the meditation is to consciously come to this state. We don't want to wait for death to thrust this upon us, because it is a tremendous shock, and this is what renders us unconscious. If you believe yourself to be solely the body and the mind and the small little ideas, it will be crushed. Coming to the soul perspective, we can see all those things that we left undone and all the ways that we hurt people, and we can repent and rectify. And when I say repent, I don't mean feel guilty and ashamed. I mean understand. You feel it, and you feel the hurt, and you feel what you've done, and you need to take responsibility for it. It hurts much more to put it off, and then it gets uglier every day. But if you take responsibility, and you have the courage to own up to it, you can transform it, you can change it, you can plant good seeds where once there were bad, and flowers will grow instead of empty land. Another thing to consider: degrees of life and death. Are you so sure you are alive right now? I remember one time I'm reading Barry Long. Now, this is a master that... Alright, I'll say it. Kicks ass. Gets right to the heart of the matter. And if you don't like to be crushed, I wouldn't recommend his books. But if you see that getting crushed sets you free, if you see that someone pointing all these things out that we harm ourselves with, and we don't like to have these things pointed out, it hurts. Someone's got to poke at it. That's what a master does. Pokes at your wounds, and you, I don't want to look at it. I don't want to look at it. I don't want to look at it. Will you look at it? And then one day you do, and you see why the master was poking at you. Because you release the pain. You transform the energy into healing, and your life has this energy to blossom as it was meant to, and the fulfillment arises in your heart, and that's when you find gratitude and come back to the guy who was poking you, and you said, thank you for poking me, otherwise I would not have known. How can I repay your sternness? How can I repay your firmness and unwavering spirit? This is the kind of master that Barry Long is. So read his book sometime. I remembered him talking about the living dead and the dead living. And you'll have to find that in his work to get it defined exactly. But I'll tell you from his point of view, but I'll tell you what it means to me. We would normally, in normal thinking parameters, consider everyone on Earth alive. But what if you're not living your nature? What if you're all originality, all spontaneity, all joy, all spark is gone? Everything that makes life, life. Are you really alive? Are you really doing what you came here to do? All your reasons and patterns and excuses be damned. It's up to you. And there are many on the other side who are more alive than the people here. So it's more of a continuum of life. So instead of calling it life and death, we should call it life and life. And love, our fourth, our heart center, the fourth chakra, which exudes love, survives here and there. And now, as I said, I'm not content. I need to take it farther. To have continuity for eternity. We must rise even higher than astral realms. This is when you read some of the articles about 3D to 5D transition, and I know many of our friends out there, Indian in the Machine and Snowdle website and Joy, all my friends, you know who they are. I got them on my website. They have it on their sites, and I see it all over. Don posts articles about it. The channelings are about it. And something about the channelings. Don't try to take it literally and discount it and provide all these lame excuses why this and that and bitching and crying. Read it. And if it has an effect on you, wonderful. If it doesn't resonate with you, don't try to tear it down for someone else. It has value, and I stand behind it. And I know it's not exactly what many people think it is. You know, you feel it. I've been feeling, when I have high perception come to me, I feel it distinctly in the sides of my brain. I can feel the finer, more subtle aspects of my synapses come alive, and I can feel imprints take form in my mind. And even now, this is the basic topic today in information comes that way. You could call it inspiration. You can call the channeling a type of artwork, as if you are breathing life into characters of a play, even. If you don't want to take them for their face value, doesn't mean you can't get something good out of it. It's the judgment that gets in the way. So the fifth dimension, and in my parameters and the way I describe it, I correspond dimensions to the chakras, and that they govern certain aspects. There's certain rules, kind of, not like rules like we know everything, but certain, use the word parameters. I always use that word because it's kind of it's a little generic. Certain things in play, call them universal laws or whatnot. But there are a couple things about the heart. Couple like back doors I want to tell you about. And if you basically, what I want you to consider is to be aware of love as well, to be a witness to love, an observer of love. You see, we have seven, as I said, a major realms, and the heart is the center, the fourth chakra, and it's powerful, and it's huge. But we don't want to exclude all the others. Instead of all you need is love, I thought today maybe we could say, all you need is life, which contains love and all else in the universe. So love becomes something you experience and something you are aware of and something that you can not feel bound by a super intricate morality to always, you don't always have to be happy or always have to be overwhelmed in the spirit feeling. The point is we oscillate, we move around, and we become aware of all of that. And when it's time to love, and we love powerfully, and we love strongly. And when it's time to take a journey, we forage off with courage. We forge, not forage. We could forage in the forest, I believe. Anyway, we have many realms in our, and the doorway to get this perception is if, well, I'll tell you, there's a hole in the heart logic here that comes up every once in a while. Because sometimes you have to make choices in love. And if you love someone and you're giving love to somebody who doesn't give a love in return and takes that love and uses it as ways to manipulate you or hurt you, you're not universally obligated to keep giving love in that same manner. And if you pull your love away, you might feel guilty and as if that is unloving. And so you won't make the loving choice for yourself and free the energy that you need to be whole in your soul. You see, if somebody else is taking energy of yours, and see, it's a different thing. You love and you get love in return. But every once in a while, some situation will come up where you love, and no matter how much you love, just for some reason you can't transform it. And sometimes you do have to make the incredibly tough decision to love yourself. See, it's not unloving to choose love for yourself first, because then you have a pure love to share. And you always have the right to come back into yourself anytime you want. And that's where we're heading with this. You have a right to come back into yourself. At any time, you know, if you just were to withdraw it suddenly, it would hurt people around you. But if you need to, say, hey, I need to pull back here. I need to get to myself, and I need to work this through for myself. And then when I understand, I can come back and I'll let you know. That is perfectly acceptable, and the portal into the fifth dimension, in fact, where we meet love with awareness, and we speak on our own soul's authority, and have the will to live our life in a way that is healthy and meaningful and something we can be comfortable with and happy with and sustain. And eventually what may have seemed to someone as unloving may come around. There have been times when I've had to speak very strong words to somebody and they would say I was unloving. But then in time they came to understand and realize that it was loving. So we'll take one more pause here for a song that I wrote in memory of both my grandfathers and illustrating the concept that there is no space between us. It's called You'll Never Leave My Heart.
You'll never leave my heart. You'll never leave my heart. We're never far apart. You'll never leave my heart.
to call me today, 1-888-268-4313, or internationally, 281-419-7697. All right, and I would like to tell you, go over just a few concepts that kind of block us, some of us, from realizing continuity with the soul, which remains the same here and there. And one of these is definitely the concept of heaven that I was taught when I was young, and I think it's pretty much the standard Christian version of heaven, that when you die, you go to heaven and you just hang out with God, and doing that just makes everything all right. But they skipped the whole middle part. and this is something I thought about that. This is a little idea I came up with, or a little story I came up with. And it kind of illustrates my point about this, that if I were to die and just go to heaven and stay there for eternity, well, what if I died 5 years ago or 10 years ago? Let's say, what if I died 10 years ago? Well, 10 years ago, I was a totally different guy. I've changed so much in 10 years, and I've learned so much, and I've transformed. And if I died 10 years ago, it would not have been fair for me to go up to heaven and stay that way for eternity. I don't think that God wants to deprive me of my growth potential. And I've expanded so much and become completely different, and I plan to do that in an ongoing basis. So it isn't, and also it promotes the idea that God is something outside of us and something far away, and it is neither of those things, and that is something that we can come to know in meditation and through our own experience. We are meant to grow and come to know the truth for ourselves. And if we just get an idea of something that, you know, the astral realms are much like heaven, as people think of. And also, anytime you put the thought forms, so many people put the thought form of that kind of a place, oh, I guarantee you it's there. And if you want to go to that kind of a place, you'll go there, and you'll hang out there until you kind of come across that point I illustrated. Well, you know, there's part of me that wants to grow, and the universe itself is growing, is creating, is expanding. There's nothing static. And I'll just say for a minute, briefly, another afterlife concept that I just want to smash. I see this stuff on the TV news, and when they're speaking about Muslims, I've seen it ridiculed in a number of ways, like, oh, they just think that they're going to die and go see 17 virgins. And that is just so childish that they would choose to characterize it that manner. And I sincerely doubt that that is the case, the way they portray it. And if you want to find more out about some of the mystical Islam and some of their truth methods that are in accord with what we've come to know in Eastern philosophy and in Western art, because the deeper truths are same when discovered, it's the same thing being discovered by everybody. It's a different description. So if you'd like to read about the mystical Islam and read something about it that isn't just the ridiculous characterizations on the television, I tell you, anytime I need to write an article or kind of a political article or something, I just turn on the TV and watch for 5 seconds, and I just be like, man, come on. So you could read the books called Sufis, The People of the Path. There's two volumes by Osho. Not only do they give you good understanding, but they'll help you become awakened. And the afterlife concept of Buddhism is they just don't really talk about it, afterlife, much. They focus on the here and now. And as you go through sorting things out, you realize that heaven and hell are metaphorical for the state of mind. They're representations of mind. If we're trapped in our mind, judging ourselves, beating ourselves up, feeling guilty, feeling ashamed, feeling like we're worthless, feeling like we're depressed, blaming everybody for our circumstance. Is that not hell? And if we have friends and loved ones and we're sharing and we're doing what we're meant to do and we accept life as it is and we understand that it isn't up to us to do every little thing, that the universe has order, is that not heaven? So to fully come to that point of where we for ourselves are assured of the continuity to the afterlife, you can't take just my word for it. Hopefully my words and my descriptions and my ideas will help awaken things. But this is not me giving you knowledge. It's me helping you to become more aware of yourself. And then your understanding is your own. And as you become more familiar with how the process and phenomenon happens with you, you may come up with a different way to describe it. And this is happening on a large scale. What happened to this master and that master and that master in the past cannot only happen to you. It is happening right now. And if you don't feel it, it's because you're getting in the way. The universe itself has intelligence and friendly qualities. When we become familiar and understand that in every atom of existence there is consciousness, and we become aware that it is in us and that there is truly no limit, no barrier, no obstacle, anything can happen. Anything is possible. And as I've often said, I mean that literally. Not just, oh yeah, amazing things in your spirit and your heart and anything. Absolutely anything could happen. Something could appear right out of thin air and show itself to you. And if you start meditating and becoming aware of yourself, I'll tell you, it will happen. You'll start seeing things. Some of the masters don't always talk about it because they want you to remember to become awakened and become aware. I don't mind. I enjoy it. I've always enjoy those kind of topics, those kind of subjects, and it's fun to take the I am presence, the spiritual center, and turn the attention towards all these things and show the flow that comes off it. It's been simply a delight this evening. Hope you benefited, and I hope to hear from you in the new year, and I hope you tune in. It's been a great 2005, and I look forward to an incredible 2006. Much change awaits us. much transformation, and many surprises. And we'll go through them all together. Blessings to you, my friends. Thank you for tuning in. Here's our final song. Love God.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.